worries about the tax relief changes' impacts on the university.
Protests against Cardinal Keith O'Brien.
It's Monday the 16th of April. With today's star headlines, I'm Kelly Satchell.
And I'm Hannah Franklin.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
North East Fife MP and University of St Andrews Chancellor Sir Menzies-Campbell has urged the Treasury to scrap plans to restrict tax relief on charitable donations, following fears it could seriously impact the higher education sector. From April the 6th of this year, the maximum amount with tax relief will be £50,000 per year, or 25% of the donor's income. St Andrews University is recognised as a charity, and tax relief provides a huge incentive to those deciding on whether to make donations. The university's initiative to raise £100 million for scholarships, teaching and research on its 600th anniversary could be adversely affected as a result of these tax changes.
The first Kate Kennedy procession since the announcement that they will accept women next year occurred on Saturday. Students dress as famous historical characters, and the event is supposed to represent the beginning of spring and symbolise youth and hope. Lady Catherine Kennedy, the niece of the founder of St Salvator's College, is the central figure of the procession, and Ted Haxby was dressed as her this year.
Yesterday, the LGBT Society and other protesters gathered outside St Salvator's Chapel to protest against Cardinal Keith O'Brien's attacks on gay marriages. The protesters wore differently coloured tops such as red, orange, yellow, green, blue and purple, and told the stand that their aim wasn't to be disruptive but simply to highlight their presence.
A wildfire broke out Sunday night in Galloway. Firefighters returning from the scene have called it a very serious incident. As the wildfire continues to ravage across several miles, the Dumfries and Galloway Fire and Rescue Services urges people in the area to be very careful.
The On the Rocks Festival continues all this week with the play The Breakfast Club and the film Ebony Road on tonight. The former showing at 7.30 in Venue 1 and the latter at 8pm in School 3. For the full listings, visit the On the Rocks website at ontherocksfestival.com.
And those are today's headlines. More news tomorrow or anytime on the news pages of the Star website.
Do it now.
Say it, 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 say it now.